Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. I'm Frank Legato, editor of Global Gaming Business Magazine. Today we're featuring Aristocrat Gaming, and our guest is Kurt Kazane, who is Chief Revenue Officer of Aristocrat. And Kurt is going to tell us about the company's plans for the upcoming OWAGA trade show.
Today's GGB podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com.
Welcome, Kurt.
Thank you, Frank. Good to be here.
Okay. Now, as the focus of your product plan changes with the approach of the OWAGA trade show, does your VGT subsidiary become front and center? Tell us about the corporate and studio relationship with VGT.
Sure. Yeah, I wouldn't say our focus changes, Frank, because our focus remains constant regardless of what we do, and that's always on our customers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Class 2 products will be featured at OWAGA, but so will our Class 3 products as well. So we'll display a full range of our portfolio. Something that's also interesting to note is VGT is now a fully integrated brand of Aristocrat Gaming. Obviously, it's a great brand and it's got a lot of brand equity. So we're really loyal to the VGT product, but it is now fully integrated into the Aristocrat Gaming portfolio.
How much do Aristocrat's other studios concentrate on Class 2 content? Do they all design some content for Class 2 first release?
Not every studio, but we do. But our studios are focused on developing content across all the different streams and areas of our business, even in social. So some of our studios will even put games on our social platforms first to A/B test them before they bring them into land-based. And that could be Class 2 or Class 3. But there are certainly some studios that focus more heavily on Class 2. But again, it's all about collaboration, and a lot of them do both Class 3 and Class 3 and Class 2.
Mm-hmm. Now, the hunt for Neptune's Gold family is an example of Class 2 first release now being adapted for Class 3. How much collaboration in R&D between the two classes of games takes place?
Yeah, well, one of our mantras at Aristocrat is what we call collective brilliance. So that's where we really collaborate across all different teams and build on great ideas to create the best content for our customers. And obviously, we're super fortunate at Aristocrat that we've got 13 amazing studios building tremendous games. We've got a lot of great proprietary brands. So, you know, they'll take from that. And, you know, as you've seen, Hunt for Neptune's Gold is a great example of a Class 2 first release. But now we're putting that into the Class 3 space as well. And that goes both ways. So, again, very fortunate with all the amazing games and the proprietary brands we have here at Aristocrat.
Uh-huh. Let's talk about the NFL slot series. You've got the Class 2 only release, Rings of Victory. How's that been received? And why is it offered on the Realm Stepper platform? Does that have anything to do with the Class 2 release, the fact that it's Class 2?
Well, mate, the NFL has been obviously an amazing new addition to our portfolio. Amazing franchise, something we're very, very, very proud of. And we've actually created NFL games for both Class 2 and Class 3. And when we launched, we actually launched it across 6 different cabinets. And that was by design. So that was to bring games out for every different player demographic and across both Class 2 and Class 3. So we brought it out on 3-reel stepper, 5-reel stepper. We brought it out on our Neptune Double. We brought it out on our brand new King Max cabinet and also our Workhorse Mars Portrait cabinet on the video side. So it was something by design that we put it on all of those platforms. But obviously, stepper products in particular in Oklahoma have been very successful. So Rings of Victory will be on display at OWAGA, and we anticipate on casino floors, hopefully just in time for the football season. So super excited about that.
Mm-hmm. You've got, as you said, a lot of Class 3 product as well going to OWAGA. Is Class 3 a hard sell in Oklahoma where there are both classes and they don't have to pay a fee on the Class 2 games?
No, not at all, mate. Not at all. Class 3 has been a growing segment in Oklahoma and very, very strong. And again, with the strength of our portfolio, it's a place that we've really been able to experience a lot of growth. Obviously, Class 2 was the foundation, but they're very, very split these days. And we have great products from both the Class 3 and the Class 2 space.
How important a market is Oklahoma for Westpac? One of your big profit centers?
Oh, mate, Oklahoma is an extremely important market for Aristocrat and the industry in general, I would say. Oklahoma tribal casinos continue to deliver for their tribal members and for the state of Oklahoma, which is super exciting. And we're there to help as much as possible by producing the best games we can and delivering the best products to our partners in the tribal casinos and also for their patrons. So, yeah, very, very important business unit for us for sure.
Okay, with the Oaga show sandwiched between Iga and G2E, is there a lot of focus on new launches of games and hardware at this show, or are you kind of just teasing for what you're going to show at G2E?
No, I wouldn't say we're teasing. Look, I think the shows are spaced out fantastic, and they're all extremely important shows for us. And we release brand new product and launch product at each of those shows. So they're spaced quite well. Obviously, Iga and Oiga, aren't as large in scale, but we certainly launched new games at Iga. We're certainly launching new games at Oiga. And obviously, there'll be a plethora of new games at G2E come October. So all very important shows, and we launch brand new product at each of them.
So, looking at your Oiga display, what do you think is going to be the star?
The star. I don't pick stars, Frank. They're all extremely important games. But I'll mention a couple. Basically, well, we already mentioned Rings of Victory, so that's obviously a game to build on the proven success of our NFL portfolio. You mentioned before the importance of the Hunt for Neptune's Gold brand. So we have a brand extension of that called Treasures of the Deep, which we're very excited about, and we showed at Iga. So Hunt for Neptune's Gold Treasures of the Deep also has an add-on called Frenzy Jackpots, which is something we showed and launched at the Iga show. So it's a $10,000 SSP jackpot that can go around a lot of our legacy Class 2 products. So you'll see that as a feature on a lot of our new games that come out in Oklahoma. And then finally, on the Class 3 side, Coin Trio Royal is another great game that's, again, a brand extension from Coin Trio. So you'll see a lot of brand extensions and a lot of fan favorites at the Oiga show.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you for a little hint on what we can expect at G2E this year. I'm guessing a new cabinet, probably new game styles.
You'll
Anything?
have to come and see. You'll have to come and see, Frank. But it's always a great showcase for us to launch new products for sure. You'll definitely see some further products in our great NFL franchise and some of our other great proprietary brands as well. So super excited about that when we get through our Iga and we'll move on to start doing the pre-G2Es. You'll start to see a preview of what we've got coming in October. But a ton of great product from all our amazing studios once again.
Okay, Kurt, thank you very much for being on the podcast today, and we will see you soon.
You're welcome, mate. Great to be here. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments, the industry's leading cashless payment provider. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.